This is the Old Trailblazer. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis speaking. Remember my mailing address, if you would, before I list I forget it. Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And I've asked you folks, if you would, if you hear the Old Trailblazer, would you just sit down and write me and send me a note and say that you hear me? I've gone on some stations that I'm not hearing much from, and I may have to stop those broadcasts. I may have to cancel them. And if nobody's listening, we just take the money and put it somewhere else. So I'm asking you, just let me know if you're listening. And now we're picking up our study on the revelation of Jesus Christ. We're bringing you that study on the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we were looking there in our last study, we were looking at the sevenfold glory of the Lord as it was revealed to John. He saw the eyes as a flame of fire. Now let's look at his feet. John first saw the snow-white head and the piercing, revealing eyes that saw to the bottom of everything. And then he calls our attention and says, look, his feet are likened to fine brass as if they had burned in a fire. Brass stands for judgment. We are made to think of how these feet trod the Garden of Gethsemane to Calvary's cross by the way of Pilate's court. Every step leaving marks of blood where he sweat great drops of blood there in the garden. And then we see those feet, those blessed feet, pierced on Calvary's cross for our sins. How would we like to fly to him now and bathe those feet with our tears of repentance, tears of joy, and thank him over and over again for dying for a sinner such as we are. Did you know, believer, my Christian friend, my believer friend, do you ever think about eternity? Did you know we'll have eternity to thank the Lord, to tell him how much we love him, to tell him how much we appreciate what he did for us? We don't have a tongue now. We don't have a vocabulary to thank the Lord with. But there, he'll give us a new tongue, a new spirit, a complete new body, and we'll have eternity. Oh, listen, but his feet are set forth here in this verse as being like brass that burned in a furnace, as one who will tread the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God when he shall crush Satan and the Antichrist in judgment. Go there and read Revelation chapter 19 and verse 15, if you will. Listen, folks, I wish we feared the judgment of Christ. It's going to be an awful day when our Lord treads underfoot the armies of the cross of Christ and sits in judgment upon his church and those who misrepresent him. And John would say, listen to this voice. And I often stop, ask for my folks, would you think about the great white throne judgment with me for just a moment? Folks call me old crackpot. They call me hellfire and damnation preacher. But I speak to many, many folks over these many radio stations, about 40 stations every day now. And I speak to multitudes of folks. And did you know I have a responsibility to be true to your soul? I do. I have a responsibility to be responsible, to speak to those, speak the truth. And that's why I bring you, thus saith the Lord, day by day, day by day. But I ask you, do you ever think about eternity? Do you ever think about the great white throne judgment, my friend? Oh, listen, let me just describe that scene best I can. At that day, whenever it'll be, the scripture says there'll be a throne set, a great white throne, and him that sat on it, and then every individual, small and great, will be brought there to be judged by that judge who sits on the throne. And I've described it like this. You'll be brought up there, and he'll say, Mr. Recording Angel, look in the book and see if this man's name is in the book of life. And a recording angel will go there and turn the pages or look through the computer, whatever system it will be, I don't know. And he'll come back and he'll say, no, my Lord. He said, well, look again. We want to make sure. He'll go back and look. And he'll come back and he'll say, no, his name's not there. And you know what he'll say? Depart from me, I never knew you. Now, what will you say? Nothing. You'll have nothing to say, my friend. You'll have nothing to say. Did you know now, today, is the time of mercy? Right now, tonight, wherever you're hearing this broadcast, this is the time of mercy. There's mercy to be had right now. You can plead for mercy now. You won't be able to plead for mercy at the great white throne because it's the throne of judgment. Then we look and listen to his voice. The scripture says his voice was as the sound of many waters. That voice that called unto the multitudes. Listen now. That gracious voice. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You'll find that in Matthew 11:28. That voice that said, listen now, that voice that said to the sinner, to the awakened sinner, to the lost sinner, I came not to destroy, but to save. Luke 9:56. That voice that said, go and sin no more. You know where that's found, my friend? Right there, and I believe it's the 8th chapter of John. Go and sin no more. Who was that spoken to? That poor woman, taken in adultery. Let's describe that scene, if you will. The Lord was in the synagogue there, and they brought this woman. Someone has said that it was 100 Baptist preachers, young ones and old ones, who dragged this poor soul naked into the presence of our blessed Lord to try and attempt him to see what he would do. And they said, this woman was taken in adultery. Cast the first stone. But listen, the Lord never said a word, did he? He looked down and wrote on the ground, and he raised up his head. And he said, he that is without sin, cast the first stone. And he wrote again, put his head down, wrote again. And when he looked up, they was all gone. Someone said they sneaked out like a bunch of egg-sucking dogs. You ever see an egg-sucking dog? I have. I was raised on a farm. We had hen houses, chicken house, and dog would get in there and eat up all the hen eggs. And you'd go out there, and he'd still be in the pen. And when you scolded him, his old tail would flop down between his legs, and his eyes would droop down, and he'd look like an egg-sucking dog. Well, that bunch of devils looked like an egg-sucking dog bunch, didn't they? But the Lord turned his attention back to this poor woman. Hearing this voice that we're describing to you now, he said, where are thine accusers? She said, no man accuses me, Lord. He said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. Oh, my friend. What did he write on the ground? I believe first he wrote love. And then he wrote mercy and grace. That's what our Lord did, my friend. That voice that was silenced by death, which sent the disciples back to their homes weeping for 3 sleepless days and nights. That voice that had said to the disciples, go back to the city now and wait until you're endued with power from on high, according to Luke 24:49. That voice, John said, was now as the sound of many waters. It was a voice like a thunderous rush of a cataract over the falls. Have you ever heard the Niagara Falls? It was now the voice of the judge as he passes sentence. What is more terrifying to a criminal than the voice of the judge? Listen, sinner, how terrifying will the voice of the judge in that day be when he will pronounce that sentence, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Yes, yes, it is the voice of a judge. Would you ever been in a courtroom where the judge sentenced a man to die? I have. The jury found him guilty, and he came before the judge, stood there with his head bowed down. He said, I sentence you to hang by the neck until you're dead, dead, dead. What an awful thing, my friend. Oh, would to God that you, sinner, would hear his voice today. It's the voice of a shepherd calling his sheep to come home, as the voice of a bridegroom wooing his bride, or the voice of a mother that's calling her wayward boy to come home. Would you could hear that voice now and not have to hear the voice of the Son of Man in the day of judgment. Oh, would that ever awakened sinner who hears the old trailblazer would hear that voice now. My friend, haven't you heard the old trailblazer repeat many times what the Lord has said? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And you begin to make excuse, make excuse, make excuse. But there be no excuse. My friend, do you see? Can't you see that the Lord has been long-suffering with you? The Lord has been gracious unto you all the days of your life. The Lord has kept you. And I often tell my folks here, cry unto the Lord. Don't let up. Don't give up. Just because things don't go your way every day, don't give up. Sinner, awaken, sinner. I know Satan, a little bit of Satan's tricks. I know the things that he pulls upon us. I know that he's a wily old devil. I know that. But did you know one day he'll be cast into the lake of fire? And if you never turn to Christ, you'll be there with him. You'll be right there with him, my friend. Oh, listen, I've heard it said, the Bible speaks of being chased into torment, some of the demons. I've heard it said that somewhere there's a chasm or a shaft that leads into hell. And over that door, there's a sign. I believe it'll be a neon sign. I believe it'll be a flashing sign, like those that you see now in the casinos or at the casinos. Oh, and blue and green and gold and red and purple sign. I believe it'll be that sign. It'll say no more hope. No more hope. Last hope is gone. But now, tonight, today, when you're hearing the old trailblazer, there's hope. I have hope for you. The Lord is sending this message to you to hear one more time that Christ died for sinners. My friend, we don't preach doom and gloom here at the old trailblazer. We're accused of that because we tell the truth. We tell it like it is. We don't sugarcoat the message. We don't bring you a little soothing syrup message. Just trust Jesus. No, ma'am, and no, sir. We cry like John the Baptist. Repent. Repent. Oh, my friend, have you ever repented? What is repentance, you say? Taking all the blame. Coming to the Lord, confessing your sins, confessing you're to blame for your old hellishness and all of those things, and then crying for mercy. The old John the Baptist said, the axe must be laid to the root of the tree. That's what the old trailblazer does. That's what the old trailblazer does. Lays axe to the root of the tree. Day in and day out as we go forth. We're not trying to make a name for the old trailblazer. No, sir. We just want to bring you, by the grace of God, the truth that Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? You say, well, don't call me a sinner. I never call you a sinner. The Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It says there are none righteous, no, not one. Well, I hope you'll stay tuned and pick us up on our next broadcast. We'll bring you another study on the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis asking you to write me and let me hear from you. If you would, help me with this broadcast. Cost a lot of money to send these broadcasts out. The Lord has been supplying the money day by day. So if you would, remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, post office box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785, and my website radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.
This month, Radio Missions is offering a new flash drive containing the original Old Trailblazer broadcasts as presented by Pastor L.R. Shelton in the early days of the ministry. These flash drives contain over 100 historic messages with sound effects. Each flash drive is $15 postpaid. For information, call the church office at 225-664-8658. That's 225-664-8658.